It is Weekend. It's Neil Atkinson with Jake Havana, with Tom Murphy and with Chris Barber to talk about, well, the relegation picture. At the minute, let's sort of go through it and go through it logically before I set everyone up to start talking about the situation. At the minute, it's fair to say Wolverhampton Wanderers will be relegated. They should not be relegated as the worst team ever to play Premier League football. They've got 10 points, 10 games left to do it, and you fancy that they'll win at least one between now and the end of the season. They haven't been all that bad. Burnley, very weirdly, have only lost two of the last six, but it looks like winning is exceptionally hard for Burnley. I say that, they won two games ago. But they're on 19 points. I think we will realistically, for the purposes of this, say that Burnley themselves are almost certainly relegated, and that'll be the end of the matter, unless someone wants to make a really strong argument they think that Burnley can win the requisite number of games. That then brings us to West Ham, Nottingham Forest, Tottenham Hotspur and Leeds United, one of whom will be going down, one would have thought. Big wins at the weekend for Crystal Palace and for Brighton and Hove Albion. Sunderland still arguably aren't safe on 36, but one more win. Certainly one more win with a couple of draws would make you feel as though they had enough in the bank. So it is those four that I want to work through and talk about, gents, in terms of this picture. Leeds on 31, Spurs on 29, Forest on 27 and West Ham United on 25. Ultimately, I'll go to you first on it, Jay. In a way, it seems like the strongest four there's been on paper, at least for years, in terms of budget. Tottenham Hotspur remain the Europa League champions, whether anyone likes it or not, and they earned the 10th highest amount of money from being Tottenham Hotspur of any football club on the planet. You know, Leeds, I think we'd all around the table say we've probably been quite impressed by over the course of the campaign. West Ham are, you know, perfectly fine. This, in a way, perfectly fine, not perfectly fine in general, but it's a pretty sturdy group of clubs, a pretty sturdy group of footballers, but it probably will be one of these four.
Yeah, 100%. I think you look at seasons gone by and it seems as if the bottom three have been sort of nailed on since the start of the season, really. Tottenham United had really poor seasons last season, but you never thought they were in any danger of getting relegated. But this season, barring the bottom two, like you say, there's sort of four, maybe even five clubs who are in contention for going down. So it,